Discussion of the Emergency Response Vessel, or ERV, dominated the last part of the Assembly's regular meeting of September 23rd and may have been something of a swan song for Mayor Marko Dapcevic, who will be stepping down at the Assembly's first meeting in October after completing two terms as the head of Sitka's governing body. Dapcevic called Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt forward to give his views on the boat. Chief Schmidt felt the ERV's role as a police boat was most consistent with its federal funding source.
Primary purpose for the boat has been law enforcement. It's a Homeland Security boat. We're not using it for patrol, active patrols. We have gone out approximately 125 times with the boat in the 2 years that we've been tasked with maintaining and operating it. Most recently, we went out with the Coast Guard when they came down with the best team, a boating safety team. Throughout the missions that we've used the boat, we've provided transportation for about eight other agencies, troopers, Coast Guard, fire, EMS, dive, some law enforcement missions, for sure. I think the boat is a good thing. I think it has a lot of potential to increase the safety for the people out in the water.
Schmidt said that he had asked the Department of Homeland Security for a clarification of the ERV's role, and that he had forwarded a copy of the reply to the city administration. Schmidt said Homeland Security did not require the boat to belong to the police department, but did require a law enforcement function. Chief Schmidt's firm position on the ERV may be one source of some of the conflict now. According to minutes from October 25, 2005, the Assembly believed it was buying a different kind of vessel. The minutes state, quote, "The only aspect that has the police department in mind is that there are firearm racks. Everything else is catered to dive or rescue or fire," close quote. Schmidt told the Assembly that of the 125 deployments of the ERV, at least half had been for other agencies, and the police department had only supplied an operator. Schmidt said search and rescue had been transported six times. The Assembly has tried to pull the ERV back into more of a search and rescue function through policy direction, but Mayor Dapcevic did not think that had happened. He pointed to the dispatch of the ERV to Bjorka Island last month following reports that a plane crash was imminent.
Now the problem comes when we talk about the plane, for example. When the call came in that the plane was low on fuel or missing or whatever point, if you look in the center column here, you will see nowhere where that qualifies as a police mission. As a matter of fact, the police missions are very limited for the use of that boat. And that was dispatched by the police department as a police mission when clearly the Assembly has mandated that is not the case.
The small plane carrying two men from Georgia did in fact fatally crash on northern Baranof Island near Rodman Bay. Their bodies were recovered by Sitka Mountain Rescue and the Coast Guard. Mountain Rescue also didn't use the ERV in a search earlier this month for a missing man at Necker Bay. Assemblymember John Sherrod asked Mountain Rescue Captain Don Kluding if his team was moving away from using the ERV. Kluding suggested that he wasn't completely confident in the craft or its operation.
We did risk management. We took a look at the sea conditions, took a look at the operators, took a look at the vessels that we had available to us, and per standard operational procedures, we chose the most qualified operators and vessels that were seaworthy for the conditions, and sea troopers were paying the bills on that mission and ultimately had the incident command on that scenario, so, and approved of our decisions on that.
Kluding said that while searchers relied on private vessels for that mission, he did consider the ERV an important asset for the city and for his team. He thought the boat would be particularly useful for transporting injured patients from remote locations like Fred's Creek. Other Assembly members were cautious about the issue. Nancy Cavanaugh felt the questioning of the police chief was accusational, and she wondered why the administration had provided no background information. Jack Osmond offered a motion to leave the ERV under police control, but it was disallowed on the grounds that it was the status quo. Reber Stein said that even though the operation of the ERV stirred emotions, it was still an administrative decision. In the end, the consensus was that the administrator should investigate the problem and submit a written report. Outgoing Mayor Dapcevic, in one of his final at-bats, pushed for a significant resolution.
I'm not proposing that we give it to search and rescue, no offense. I've had enough of the infighting between all the different departments out there. That's not what I'm proposing. I'm proposing put it in the Harbor Department. A guy that doesn't even have a dog in the fight, And when it's a police mission or fire mission or a search and rescue mission, as defined by the Assembly, as outlined in this memo, that the harbor master is the one that says take the boat.
The Assembly hoped to hear back from Administrator Dinley on the matter by its second meeting in October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.